This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 11th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Indonesian court sentenced Pastor Abraham Ben Moses to 4 years in prison with a heavy fine on Monday over false blasphemy charges. The case began after Moses shared his faith in Christ with a Muslim taxi driver last year. Listen to our brother's voice giving his testimony in a video from Voice of the Martyrs Australia.
Penderitaan sekarang ini belum seberapa.
The suffering right now is nothing.
Dibandingkan kenikmatan hidup kekal selama-lamanya bersama Yesus.
Compared to the compassion that we will receive in Jesus Christ, eternal life.
Moses said the suffering right now is nothing compared to what we will receive in Jesus Christ, eternal life. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." In Iran, authorities sentenced 4 Christians to 10 years in prison last week for supposedly threatening national security despite an appeal. Please pray for the 4 men. Pastor Yusef Nardakhani, Mohammad Reza Omidi, Yasser Masoyabzadeh, and Sahib Fadai. In a significant blow to the Islamic State, Iraqi and U.S.-backed Syrian forces captured 5 ISIS leaders, according to an announcement from the Pentagon on Thursday. President Donald Trump called the captured militants the 5 most wanted leaders of ISIS. May 5th marked the 200th anniversary of the birth of German philosopher Karl Marx, author of the Communist Manifesto. His anti-God ideology influenced some of the bloodiest dictators of the 20th century. German and Chinese officials celebrated Marx's birth, unveiling a 14-foot bronze statue gifted by China to Germany on Saturday. Chinese President Xi Jinping and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker defended Marx's legacy. Proverbs 28:4 says, "Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them." Tech giants are going after pro-life users. Heartbeat International said YouTube suspended their abortion pill reversal account for being, quote, "harmful or dangerous," end quote. Meanwhile, Facebook and Google announced that they will not allow ads from foreign groups about Ireland's upcoming abortion referendum on May 25th. Irish pro-life groups are calling out the companies for trying to rig the election. As God would have it, a secular organization spoke up for Alliance Defending Freedom after the Christian Legal Group was removed from Amazon's Smile program, which allows customers to donate to nonprofits through their purchases. Mikey Weinstein, the president of Military Religious Freedom Foundation, wrote to Amazon on Monday saying ADF should not be marginalized or suppressed, despite his disagreement with their positions. Amazon Smile dropped Alliance Defending Freedom after the Southern Poverty Law Center labeled them a so-called hate group for supporting biblical marriage. Faith-based films are attracting international attention, according to The Hollywood Reporter. With a $7 million budget, the Christian film I Can Only Imagine has taken in $82 million so far, with contracts opening up in the UK, Latin America, the Middle East, and even China. Mormon leaders announced their religion would sever century-old ties with the Boy Scouts, pulling 425,000 boys from the youth organization. This comes after the Boy Scouts accepted homosexual scouts, homosexual troop leaders, transgenders, invited girls into the program, and moved to drop the word boy from their name. However, 52% of Mormon young people between the ages of 18 and 29 support faux homosexual marriage, up from 43% in 2014, according to a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute. And finally, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. That's Proverbs 16:9. Christiana Corrado, a Westchester, New York resident, was on her way to satisfy a sudden urge for a cherry Slurpee on Thursday when she saw a driver crash into a building after having a heart attack. A paramedic, Christiana immediately offered life support for the injured driver, saving his life. Christiana told CBS New York, quote, "Look at that. never know what God has in plan for you, end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 11th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.